The membership meeting was really positive. Membership's been good for the organization. There are a lot of policy fights, a lot of policy wins in Washington, D.C. You know, the marching orders we get from our grassroots members drive our policy strategy in Washington, D.C. When we're successful there, people are more than happy to join NCBA. And I think that trend continues in a very positive fashion for the organization.
Robinson said NCBA membership is up about 1,000 members over last year, but knows some cattle producers feel when they pay into the beef checkoff program, they are a member of NCBA.
We hear from a lot of folks that say, hey, I pay the checkoff, I'm a member. That's not correct, actually. You're not a member of NCBA unless you've signed up to be a member of NCBA. You know, we have a really great partnership with our state affiliates out in the country, 43 state affiliates, and they're really an important part of what we do every day. You know, and again, a lot of those folks have also made the commitment to become NCBA members. And without that commitment, our work in Washington, D.C. stops. So can you get the benefits of being a member without actually paying your dues? Sure, for a little while, but pretty soon that money is going to run out. We really have to continue to fund the organization if we're going to be successful and win in a policy environment, be that in a current administration where things are pretty friendly, or unfortunately when it's not so friendly. We really need those members, and we need them year after year.